The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
My guest is Arif Halabi. He's a certified estate planner and owner of TSF Financial and Insurance Services and Total Financial Solutions. Arif, we're seeing some changes that may be coming to IRAs, retirement accounts. Is this a done deal, or is it just about to happen, or is it done where people will be able to add things like annuities into their retirement accounts?
Well, this came as a push from the president last September, where he was seeing issues, rightfully so, that a lot of us have been bringing to the attention of the powers that be, that our biggest concerns have been folks that are still working at 70, 71, 72 years old or older, still employed, and yet they're now being forced to withdraw money from their retirement accounts. So there was a big push from the senior community saying, why are we forced to pay taxes on money that may be needed for our long-term care, health issues, and income later on in life? So he gave a directive late last year towards the different government agencies and said, hey, I'd like you guys to work on this. So today, we are just at the cusp of this becoming law. The president is supporting it. The Senate is actually considering the same bill, so not really making too much of a difference in conference committee, so I don't expect to see big changes from the House bill. Occasionally that happens. And one of the biggest issues that we see, number one, is the required minimum required mandatory or minimum distributions. Folks get to wait until age 72. Now, it used to be 70 and a half. And the confusion that came with 70 and a half is how many people actually celebrate their half birthday. So most folks don't even know when their half birthday is. You got to sit down and think about it. So by making this a realistic and an understanding number, meaning you're not required to pull money from your retirement accounts until after age or at age 72 and beyond. So that's a big deal. That saves our seniors a lot of money and certainly will reduce their taxes. The second big push that I see is if you are still working at age 70 and a half under the current law, you're no longer allowed to contribute to an individual retirement account. Well, under the new one, we expect that to be repealed, and it will allow you to continue to contribute to retirement account even if you're still working, at least up to that age 72 and possibly even beyond.
Arif, I wanted to ask you about one of the more controversial sections, though, and I see there's pluses and minuses with it, and that has to do with what I mentioned earlier, being able to use annuities as a form of a IRA or savings. Big question there. Some people are waving their hands up in the air saying this is very scary because the same law that would allow this is going to free employers from any liability should the insurance company selling the annuity go bankrupt and people lose all their money.
Yeah, great point. The challenge is a lot of people are already involved with annuities. If you have a Social Security check that you receive, that's a form of an annuity. If you have a pension, that's a form of an annuity, except your pension is guaranteed with the corporation. And if they have insurance called the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp, that underlying agency protects a very small, in most cases, a very, very small percentage of your pension. So what an annuity does is it transfers the risk from your employer to a company who does this for a living. Now, speaking in general terms, do you want a company that makes television sets to also handle your retirement account? So a lot of times people say, listen, I'm a great manufacturer of cars or computers, but I am lousy at retirement. So what do? They have to hire an outside company. So the liability is always transferred anyway, simply because the company, the manufacturer, your employer, has nothing to do, generally speaking, with retirement accounts except hiring the outside company. So the annuity plan says, listen, we're insurance companies. And I can give you an example. The ones that we work with, some have been around since the 1860s, 1850s, early 1900s. So they have been through ups and downs of different market conditions. And look, frankly, annuities have been a part of everyone's guaranteed secure income for a very long time. Now, I don't know if you would put 100% of your money in any one place, but I think having some or part of your money where it's protected and you get a guaranteed stream of income is not a bad idea.
Those who complain say that there are different types of instruments. Annuities have some great ones out there, and then there's other ones that have tremendous fees, hidden fees, and can eat up the account. Or the company can go bust, and there's no rating requirement for using that an employer has to follow.
Sure. I would say there is no difference in the selection or the danger when it comes to something like selecting a mutual fund that is substandard. 95% of them don't even beat the S&P 500. So we have seen substandard retirement accounts and programs sold to employers and employees for decades. I would expect there to be some buyer beware, just like there is with whichever fund family you choose or whatever 401k the employer chooses. Certainly, the employer is probably going to be motivated by expenses and fees on some level. My concern wouldn't be so much that there is a substandard company, because that's an amendment. You can say the company has to be rated at least A- or better. And there are dozens of very good companies that are in the A categories. So I wouldn't expect there to be a shortage of good, solidly managed firms. But I don't expect either to have a problem where companies go out of business on a regular basis, any more than mutual funds have closed or people have lost half of their value in their retirement accounts, like in 2000 or 1 or 2002 or 2008, even 2015 for many folks was a tough time. So I would expect there to be some hidden fees in some accounts. Buyer beware. We have lots of accounts that have zero fees, but there are some trade-offs. Accounts that we work with, there's going to be a cap on your return. So don't expect to make any more than maybe 10 or 12% a year. But when you take that and spread that across someone's working years, I think they would be satisfied with an average of 3 to 6, at least for some of their money. Right. And at the same time, liquidity follows that, meaning you're not going to take all of your money out at any one time because it's a retirement account, and its job is to give you a monthly income check. And when you're ready for that, annuities have proven themselves to be a very solid way to get part of that retirement income.
Do you see it as an area that's going to open up for the insurance business or those who sell annuities? Because if people are eligible to do something more than just stick it in this account and choose a mutual fund, I guess you can already, some of these things are now able to buy certain precious metals. This is going to open up a whole new area, isn't it?
Well, we have offered retirement accounts for clients that contained annuities for years. In the last 23 years of my practice, I would say at least 12 or 13 of them, annuities have been a substantial part of company retirement plans where small businesses can choose to put them in. So small businesses have had that option for quite a long time. And since small businesses have had that option for a long time and have chosen it, they have been very satisfied, because the key is to make sure that just like you would research a mutual fund or a stock or a bond or whatever other type of gold investment you might do, the buyer should also pay attention to the annuities that they choose. And again, it's just one part, but this legislation is making it so that it levels the playing field, because Wall Street for so long has used the 401k and the 403b type plans as a place of money that just comes in every 2 weeks. And some would say they haven't done the best by their investors. Well, some would say at all in some cases. So this allows the playing field. Maybe it's the competition would be good for them to sharpen their pencils a little bit and really clean up the fees and some of the expenses that they've been charging for years.
And so the individual IRA holder will now be able to work potentially with these annuities. Thus, this is good because it gives them another choice. It creates more competition. But you say buyer beware. Choose a good one.
Yeah, exactly. I think there isn't any difference than the employer. The employer has to be aware that they're going to do some research, and they should, just like they've done research over the years with the different various 401k providers. Some have very high fees. We encounter them weekly where employers didn't know the amount of fees that their employees were paying. And we find that once the employer is aware of it, they tend to make a decision that's best for both themselves and their employees.
They shift to another one that's got lower fees.
Exactly. You've seen it as an employee yourself that, hey, we're making a change on our 401k. There's a period of time where you can't do anything. It's called a blackout period. We're going to lock down these investment choices. In 6 weeks, we'll give you the information how to log into your new account. I don't see that as any different.
Yeah. Arif, what is an annuity? Give us the 30-second definition, because there's a ton of us out there who see these words and don't know what it is.
Yeah, an annuity for some is a life-saving tool. For some, it's a very scary tool. Very simply, it's a contract between you and the insurance company. The insurance company, based on the state that it has to or that it does do business in, has reserve requirements, meaning they have to keep a certain amount of money on hand for every dollar that they have invested. And with that, there's a promise from the insurance company that says, based on the contract, you're able to receive some or part of your money on an annual basis or all of it. You can say in 5 years or 6 years. Because the annuity has a time commitment, generally speaking, let's say it's a 10-year account. Well, every year after the first year, you're allowed to pull out 10%. No penalty, no fee from the company. Now, if you're not 59 and a half under the current law, then you might pay a penalty to the IRS. But the old ideas of annuities where you gave up, you gave $100,000 or whatever dollar figure to the insurance company, and in return you received payments for life, that is not that's not the norm anymore. The norm is just as another category of a place where people can select to put some part of their money. They have some guarantees, a floor, never goes below zero with some of the annuities, and some of them have a cap of 10 or 12%. The area of a variable annuity that has existed in retirement accounts for as long as I can remember, for at least the 23 years I've been in business, variable annuities have been part of retirement plans forever. The challenge is they're the ones with sometimes very, very high fees. I've seen as high as nearly 4.5% per year. So there's already been a bad taste in some people's mouths of heavy fees. And when they hear the word annuity, they think it must be a place where my balance can go up and down, but I'm paying for certain benefits from the insurance company and I'm paying for the investment choices.
Arif, if my Sunday Morning Newsmaker listeners have questions and want to learn more about this, because it's not easy, can they call you? Can they talk to you?
Yeah, for sure. We don't have any fees to meet with us. There's no monthly fee or quarterly fee.
What's your number?
The companies have built in a way to compensate us, but certainly they can give us a call at 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-99-RETIRE. That's 888-997-3847.
Arif Alibi, thank you so much for being with us. Very interesting.
You're welcome. Thanks, Larry. Have a wonderful day.
AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up next, The Barack Lurie Show. This week, Barack will discuss the news and then his theme, what systems promote accomplishment and progress, and which ones tend to slow them down and just leech off other systems. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.